It's Memorial Tournament week, but this week is far from normal in Dublin. Many of the world's top golfers are back for the PGA event, but because of COVID-19, there are no fans. Dublin is largely quiet during what is normally one of the busiest weeks of the year. The Memorial Tournament shop door is wide open, and a chalk sign advertising 50% off merchandise sits outside. Sales associate Devin Spino says,
"So we've tried to make it as accessible and as safe for all of our patrons as possible as we can, just so everyone kind of gets a bit of the Memorial."
It's been a strange few months for the Memorial. First, the PGA delayed the tournament from June to July, but with fewer fans. Then last week, with COVID cases on the rise, the PGA announced that golfers would play for TV cameras only. No galleries, no fans, very few customers for local businesses. Shelley Post Sansbury is the general manager at Frank and Carl's Bar in Dublin's New Bridge Park District.
"Obviously, we're looking for that foot traffic to be here, and getting that announcement obviously is discouraging, but we understand as to why it needs to happen."
Normally, about 40,000 spectators would line the course's fairways each day. The PGA Tour was hoping to be among the first professional sports leagues with fans in attendance. The first plan was to host about 20% of the normal crowd. For Post Sansbury, the lack of spectators also means a delay in a collaboration with the business right across the street.
"It affected us just like it affected all the other restaurants, you know, that are out there. We're right across the street from Pins, you know, and, you know, we hope to work with them here in the future, but just not having that foot traffic and, you know, as many people down here in Bridge Park, you know, definitely has negatively impacted us."
The Memorial Tournament brings in $35 million on average every year. Dublin Chamber of Commerce Chief Operating Officer Jennifer Amoros says that hotel stays are down.
"They're slowly creeping back up. So last week, I think we were around at a 59% occupancy rate."
With about 2,000 businesses in the chamber, Amoros says hotels and restaurants will be the most financially impacted. Anyone normally looking for entertainment during the tournament will not do so this weekend.
Anybody that's looking to do something while they're here visiting the tournament thinks that they would go see. So it might be like a Sports Ohio, you know, those activities. Most people probably aren't participating in right now either, so.
Meanwhile, for the Memorial Tournament store, there's a scramble to sell off merchandise. Not only is everything in the store 50% off, Spino says owners created a website with deals for customers. The store normally sells its merchandise at pop-up locations on the tournament site. Spino says she's not sure how many items are in inventory, but there are a lot.
"It's definitely a large number of stuff we still have yet to sell, and I think that's part of the reason why we launched an online website."
Losing the Memorial Tournament is the first of a 1-2 punch for Dublin. The city also had to cancel its huge Irish festival set for the first weekend in August. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.